You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Until September 22nd, it's funding drive time here at CJLO 1690 AM. CJLO has been supporting the Concordia and Montreal communities for 20 years, and now we need your support. There are lots of ways to do this. You can listen to CJLO to pledge your support by calling 514-848-7471. Or you can visit cjlofundingdrive.com to donate online and receive our new Funding Drive merchandise. You can also buy raffle tickets from one of our CJLO DJs to be entered in to win one of over 200 fabulous prizes from our sponsors. CJLO 1690 AM, from the underground to the airwaves.
Yellow News, I'm Harley Martin. The Liberal Party of Canada is under fire after their campaign song, recorded in French, was poorly translated. According to CTV News, the party called on Canadian band The Strumbellas to use their song One Hand Up during the election campaign. The group translated and sang the song in French. Many online commentators pointed out on social media that the song, whose title in French is Humain O, was incomprehensible. A Liberal spokesperson says the song will be re-recorded. Students at the University of Victoria are mourning the sudden deaths of two of their peers in a bus crash Friday evening. According to a statement from the university, 45 students and two teaching assistants were aboard the bus to Bamfield Marine Sciences Center in British Columbia when it went off a gravel road and down an embankment about 40 kilometers from Port Alberni on Vancouver Island. Two students, whose identities have yet to be made public, died at the scene, and 17 others were transported to hospital for injuries. University of Victoria counselors and other staff met with students and their families Saturday afternoon to provide support. Democratic presidential candidates are demanding U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh be impeached after a New York Times report on Saturday revealed new information about sexual misconduct allegations against him. The New York Times piece, which is drawn from an upcoming book written by the newspaper's reporters, said it was able to corroborate an allegation by former classmate Deborah Ramirez. Presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Beto O'Rourke have all condemned Kavanaugh's actions and have called for his impeachment. At the time of recording, Kavanaugh has not given a comment to the Times on the allegations. To hear the newscast or learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Sleeping late, I hear the sad.
Stuff all the time.
Yeah, my bad. I do know Petronada.
Yeah. Song we just did? It's not finished, but yeah.
And welcome to CJLO 1690. This is Concordia Music Zone Out with your host, Aaliyah Guerra. In the studio, I have my co-hosts, Jude and Joseph. What's up, guys? Awesome. Hey, it's like AJJ. That's so cool. I like that. So this is our official kickoff. I'm so happy we have the whole squad in here and lots of good music and things to talk about. Joseph went to experience the Tyler, the Creator concert at Class Bell. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Jude's got some cool songs for us out of her vault, her arsenal of music, so this is exciting. And I've got some news for you guys, so stay tuned. It's going to be a nice show. And yeah, if you're new to tuning into CMZO, you know, this is just kind of an intro. I want to show a little bit of what Jude brings, a little bit of what Joseph brings, a little bit of what I bring. And of course, you guys can feel free to give us a little bit of what you bring, so that's always welcome here. So stay tuned. We'll have more music for you coming up.
Boy.
Welcome back to CGLO 1690 Concordia Music Zone Out. So we have some cool announcements for you guys. First, Joseph, talk to me about this Tyler, the Creator concert. You can't keep this to yourself.
Yeah, it was my second time seeing him. I saw him last year at MTLS, and this time it was at Place Belle.
Okay.
But the entire show was way more grand and more I would say for lack of a better term, amazing. I don't know.
No, but I saw the videos you sent. Like, his visuals were next level.
Yeah, they're next level.
I wasn't expecting that for a rap show. I was like,
no,
what?
No, not at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he still delivered the same type of energy from last year, but with more spectacles and more
just more wow factor.
More wow factor,
for sure.
Honestly. Yeah.
Yeah.
More Jaden and Goldlink.
Yeah, I seen that.
I'd say Goldlink was kind of disappointing because he performed through It was a short set, but he performed crew two times.
He performed the same song twice?
Same song twice.
Oh, that's
what?
Sad.
Yeah. Wait.
But he has a lot of material.
Thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah. I mean, it's...
How? Oh, someone's calling. That's cool. Keep talking.
Oh, yeah, what's his name? Jaden Smith. He was, surprising because I don't really listen to much of his music, but he really, kept up the energy of the entire, crowd. And when Tyler came on... When Tyler came on, everyone was all pumped up. You know, my only, complaint was that preteens... Oh.
It's all good. They hung up.
My only complaint with the show was, these 17-year-old preteens were, moshing at the wrong moment.
Yeah, I saw. I seen some videos on Instagram. The one you sent me and, some other ones. And I saw, there was a bunch of people just separating, on the floor.
Who that boy, yeah.
That was for what?
Who that boy?
Oh, okay, song. Did
that
he tell
song.
People to
No, the crowd just knew when to expect.
Oh.
But do you remember moshing during A Boy Is a Gun or more softer songs,
okay.
You know? I'm it didn't really make sense, but
oh
I
my
guess.
Goodness, that's so weird. Yeah, I think people were just excited.
Yeah,
they're just really
excited.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, we were playing Find Your Wings from the Cherry Bomb album and Tree Home 95, which was from Wolf. Two of my favorite all-time albums. I mean, I can go on with the songs, but those are definitely two of my favorite albums from Tyler. I feel like he's experimenting a lot again.
Yeah, a lot more than
yeah, but I mean, he still has his jazzy stuff in there.
Definitely,
so
yeah.
That's always reassuring. I just want to make a quick little announcement. We've got a fun drive going on at CJLO, so if you'd like to win some really cool prizes, let me just get that list of what prizes they have.
Where's that list?
It's over here, right?
Oh. Do you have it? Here it is.
There we go. So, there's a nice little hefty list of cool prizes. So, things from Via Rail, North Face, Spa Curage. Ooh, I could use a spa right now.
You can.
Evenco Events. Did y'all see some artists in there?
Yeah.
Who was it?
A thousand.
Who do you guys like?
Concerts. I really like Crumb.
Ooh.
Crumb is
Daniel Caesar. Yo, guys, get these raffle tickets because you're going to get some tickets for the Daniel Caesar Jonas Brothers. I thought they were...
Yeah, they came by.
No,
they came
back together this summer.
Why do I feel like I've known this, but I don't? This is news to me, but okay. Laser Quest, that's cool. Concordia Food Services. Guys, if you go to Concordia, you know the food options might be a little limited or they might be expensive or
but
the lines are just crazy. So if you get this Concordia food hookup, that sounds very awesome.
Potato or
You know what? Food is food. So I'm going to just leave it at that for now, you know?
Because
we're trying to upsell. We're trying to upsell. We don't want people to not buy tickets. Oh, La Ronde.
Ooh.
That's cool. Nuit Blanche. Is that the night when the metros are open?
Mm-hmm. Some special event.
All night metros, y'all. Okay. Fish and Phil. What's that?
No clue.
The Gym, Crossover Comics, Perform Center.
Drawn and Quarterly, which is a bookstore where you can get a bunch of really cool...
Where do you see
sweet.
That?
Yeah, a really, like a bunch of...
The CJLO Oven. That sound good. Yeah. Sound like there's going to be baked goods or something. I like cupcakes. Okay, yeah. Montreal Barber. Like, the list goes on and on, yeah. Guys. So, long story short, what we're all trying to say here is get you some raffle tickets. So, we're going to bring it up again. You can call. You can buy some tickets. You can pledge online. All that good stuff. But if you have more questions, always feel free to reach us. We're on social media. All that good stuff. Concordia Music Zone out. But we're going to keep the show going. We got another song coming up. Oh, it's my song. So, the reason why my song is there is because I'm going to be performing in Toronto September 27th at the Friday Roots and Vibes like restaurant. So it's going to be kind of cool. I'm excited. It's my first like headline, I guess.
So it's like a like an opener,
Soulfest
like...
Lounge. Soulfest Lounge. It's like they have there's food and then they have like art.
Ooh.
Or like sometimes it's poetry, sometimes they have comedy and then music. So they have like some cool stuff. So yeah, if you're in Toronto or going to be in Toronto, that's cool. But if you're not, on September 26th, James Bailey is going to be here with Pop Festival. So make sure you check him out, James Bailey. His keyboard player will be here, and his keyboard player will also be with me the next day in Toronto. So he's going to be very busy.
Nice.
Very tired too, but you know, contracts is contracts, so he's going to be there anyway. We'll play Wonder Woman. That's off my album, Sounds of a Sea. Here we go.
Another world, another mind. She'll take the weight off your shoulders. Oh, her strength is so divine. And I went walking too many steps ahead. It's when I looked on the shine.
Right.
So this is one of Jude's songs. So I'm gonna just run it in the background a little bit. But can you tell me a little bit about the artist? Actually, no, it's good. Tell me about the artist. It's called "Can You Get to That?"
By the Funkadelics.
Yeah.
I actually first heard of them from this series on YouTube by Amoeba called "What's in Your Bag?"
Like, yeah.
And it's a bunch of artists.
Oh, like, I've seen that segment.
They go to Amoeba to shop, and then they show Amoeba what they bought.
Yeah. And Sid was on that. Like,
yeah, she was. Yeah. And actually, I found out about Funkadelics from Childish Gambino's album of "What's in the Bag."
I
think it was his first pick, and they were playing this song, and I was like, "Oh, okay, so this slaps." and then I started looking through them, and honestly, they make some really great tunes. Actually, the first, like, when I first heard this song, I just remembered that this band called the Sleigh Bells actually sampled this song to make their own song.
Oh.
And, like, that's where I first heard, like, the little guitar riff.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, honestly, they're amazing. I really love them.
That
so
is dope.
Check them out.
Yeah. All right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to play a quick ad break because I messed up. But we're going to get to it right after, I promise. All right, here we go.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Cinema Politica Concordia is back for the fall 2019 semester with your weekly dose of inspiring political documentaries from around the world. Screenings take place every Monday in room H110 of the Hall Building at the downtown Concordia campus. All events are free and open to the public. For full listings and information on special screenings, guest speakers, and how to get involved, visit cinemapolitica.org/concordia.
Satisfy your sweet tooth and support your local radio station by coming out to CJLO's Funding Drive Bake Sale. Taking place in the SB Building Atrium on Concordia's Loyola campus, there will surely be enough sweet treats for everyone. Come out on Wednesday, September 18th from 12 to 4 p.m. We'll also be selling CJLO merch and raffle tickets, with all proceeds going towards station upgrades and initiatives. For more information on our funding drive and our many killer events happening between September 9th to the 22nd, visit cjlofundingdrive.com. CJLO 1690 AM, from the underground to the airwaves.
Hey, are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlists? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new World Beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471. Some say
bureaucrats and education is... So, this is a song, "Can You Get to That?" by the Funkadelics.
I once had a life. church shoes signed with love and kisses. Later come back signed insufficient funds. Can you get to that? I wanna know if you can get to that. Can you get? Can you get?
Can you get? Loving days are done. A check shoe signed with the loving kiss a later come back shine. Insufficient fun, y'all get to that.
Can you get to that?
I wanna know.
I wanna know if you can get to that. Can you get? Can you get?
Can you get?
Before we let Window Shades play, you got to tell me a bit about it.
All right, so Window Shades is a song by US Girls, mm-hmm. who is actually, ironically, a Canadian artist. she is from, I think, Toronto. Wow. I know she's from Ontario. That's much right. I know.
Okay.
But yeah, and I found out about her through Spotify, the Discovery playlist
on
Spotify.
Yeah.
And the first song I heard by her was Rosebuds.
Ooh.
And it was honestly life-changing. Like,
ooh,
her songs are very, like, they have this disco vibe to it that you don't really find anymore.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, her voice, there's just something about her. Also, I saw her at Oceaga. She was the first artist I saw.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Was it on Friday or Saturday?
It was on Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
That's a great introduction to any artist, to see them live at freaking Oceaga.
But actually, I saw her at, what am I saying? I saw her at Jazz
yes,
Fest,
she
too.
Did.
Okay.
I saw her for free at Jazz Fest.
Wow, okay, yeah.
Then I went to Oceaga and saw her again.
But live is always the best, intro,
sure. She's an amazing performance, an amazing performer, mm-hmm. oh my god. Like, everyone was just staring at her in awe. It was amazing. She's amazing,
nice.
For lack of a better word.
So then let's let the music do the talking. That's usually what I do at that point.
Yeah.
So this is Window Shades by US Girls. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
sweater, something in the wind outside today. Rush, not again, not again, no, not again. Fuck. Why is falling love so hard? So hard. I think I just quickly. Based on the patterns I've been studying on myself, I've been doing scientific research, and I think that I should just take this a little slower. You know, I've learned a lot from experience. You know, I'm grateful to be in this place right now. I swear there's something about a loss there is to gain. Perhaps a lesson. If you do it once, don't do it again. Unless it's destined. Oh, but you'll be fine. You have to set the delay. To fall in love, my pain. Yes, you'll be fine. You just can't rush, not again. Not again, no, not again.
I want to talk a little bit. You had two really cool songs. So we talked about the U.S. Girls, who's ironically Canadian. And then we had Steve Lacy.
Yeah. That was Love Too Fast by Steve Lacy. I really like his new album. Honestly, when it came out, like, during the summer, it was probably, like, along with Igor, like, the album of the summer.
That was just, like, the turn-up fest.
And Brockhampton's Ginger, too, as well.
Wait, what?
Brockhampton's Ginger.
Yeah. Like, those three were the albums of the summer. Like, there you go. There you have it.
And on my end, with Tori Kelly in there, you know, of course. Gotta, you know. But, yeah, lots of good stuff. Who was the... There was another album that came out this year. No, maybe I'm just drawing a blank right now. Oh, wait, Anissa Strings, she put out a really dope album this year, too.
I know that there's another album that came out, too, but I also kind of forgot.
Yeah, it's kind of going over my head right now, but it's all good. Those things happen. I'm thinking. Man, you know what? It's all good. While I'm thinking about this, we're going to take a quick ad break before there's... It's supposed to be ad break because, you know, it's better to be early than late, so let's just run that right now.
Push that button. How about this one?
I wouldn't call it driving, more like leaning on a wheel.
¶¶ Let's have a baby to save.
The funding drive is taking place from Monday, September 9th to Sunday, September 22nd. From our many killer events, our fresh new merchandise, and our top-notch raffle prizes, there is sure to be something for everyone. And it's all going to a good cause, supporting local community radio. Visit CGLOfundingDrive.com for more information and to find out about our events, our raffle prizes, and how you can donate. And as always, keep it locked to CGLO 1690 AM.
Push that button. How about this one? Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, October 3rd at the Palais de Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. The expo opens at 3 p.m., but come as early as 2 p.m. to catch the feature seminar. For more information, check out our website, www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Yeah. All right, we're back. I don't know. Should I expose him online now? I don't know. All this to say, we were just having a great conversation about Steve Lacy's unique artistry and his fashion, you know? Yeah. Nobody dresses quite like him, so. But yeah, so we're going to get back to it. Stasia Daniels, I think that's how she pronounces it. But she's this really dope artist from Toronto. I played some of her music last week, and I just kind of came across it because the guy who's playing keys for James Bailey on the 26th for Montreal Pop Festival, he produced the beat for Stasia Daniels. So, yeah, I don't know if you see what I'm doing here. It's going to be Stasia Daniels, and then I'm playing James Bailey right after, mm-hmm. You know. So you're going to hear the same producer, and it's going to be in Montreal, September 26th, Montreal Pop Festival.
Nice.
Yep. So, yeah, here we go. This is Autumn Fine.
I'm Autumn Fine. I see you looking, saying, please be mine. Too bad you blew it, 'cause I'm one of a kind. Already knew you would be right back in line. Why you hitting my phone call? Tell me, baby, where you at? On some new shit, it's too bad you blew it. I know. I need you some love me. I know it. I need you some love me. I know it. I need you some love me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Tori Kelly. It was a new song on her album called Language. It's like really bluesy. She totally took a different, like, I don't know, man. It's crazy because she did, like, she used to do, like, pop, like, acoustic sort of indie type of style. And then she got, like, boom into the radio pop. And then she went boom into gospel. Facts. And then she went boom into, like, some more acoustic stuff. And but I don't know. It's just Tori Kelly. I think that's the best way to simplify
it. She's very versatile.
That's basically what she's saying at this point.
Like she can pull off any style
exactly,
she wants.
Exactly. Yeah, but I mean, I'm just kind of excited. I think she's supposed to be going on tour really soon. The thing is, I'm like, I know she's not coming to Montreal. Like, why at not? This point,
but
I'm not going
to
get my hopes
to
up.
Vermont.
Yeah, but that's not Montreal, though. Like, I can't just hop on an Uber and be like,
you can ask a friend.
Yeah, but, like, I would rather know she's coming to New York, book my ticket or whatever, and then get there and then get my VIP tickets, you know what I mean? Like, ooh, that is clutch. Because I don't want to be like, oh, she's coming to Montreal, and let me say, wait for the moment, she's not coming. I'd rather be like, oh, she is coming. I'd rather do that. Like, I've been let down so many times this year, but I think, like, I'm just waiting for her to post, like, when she's gonna go on tour, because I'm, like, saving my New York fare specifically for her Moonchild and the internet, like, whenever they have shows and things, like, because I know they don't come here like that. Like,
the internet, I mean I feel like the internet would come.
They had like
often.
A little event in, I don't know if it came up yet, but they were having something for Steve, like, in New York, and the internet was just gonna come and like have a party. So I
isn't
was like
it,
I
wasn't
wanna...
it his album release party?
It might have been, like, they had something in New York, and I was like, I want to go. But I never ended up going, because then I started hearing about her new album coming out. Mm-hmm. So, but, like, hopefully, I'm really trying to make sure it's not next year, you know, because these fairs, they run out at the end of the year. So I'm trying to use all
you'll
of
make
those.
Sure you'll find
just,
a way.
I had some extra, like, free plane fare, so I'm just like, hey, well, might as well use this for something amazing, which is artists that don't come to Montreal. So yeah, but it's all good. Like, at this point, it's worth the trip. Like,
exactly.
I cried at Tori Kelly's concert.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm glad I went by myself. I mean, I know I was in Brooklyn by myself, but listen, I cried like 6 times and then met AJ Raphael. So it's totally worth it. I want to put on a song to, like, close this out, because that's always good. Remember the song We Love by Daniel Caesar? Because we got to play some more CanCon. But
yeah.
The Brandy, Love Again. Yeah. Let's do
that's
that.
That's a good song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. So tune in next week, Monday at 4. There'll be a replay. and we'll have some really cool stuff for you when we do come back on air. So keep up with us on social media. We're gonna post some videos from Joseph going to see Tyler the Creator.
He
has, like, I'm telling you, the visuals, they were insane. Like, I was excited just watching the little clip he sent me. But so we'll look at that, and fun stuff.
Yeah.
And good luck with the semester. I know it just started for most of us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hang in there. Yeah.
We'll power through.
Yeah. And plus, I want to do, like, start having some drop-in visitors. So a lot of the people that checked out our CMZO table at the club fair last week, Wednesday, message us on Facebook, Concordia Music Zone Out, if you'd like to drop in and just sit and watch a show, like, come into the studio, and you could just sit, or you can bring some music, or, you know, just be like an audience. I think that'd become something cool to start doing.
That'd
you know?
Be fun.
Because we're kind of awkward on our own, but it's funny if we have people to watch and join in
exactly.
with the awkwardness. So. Yeah, so don't forget, tune in next week, Monday at 4, CJLO 1690. And this is Concordia Music Zone Out. Bye.
Bye.
You don't even say what's up. Round your boys, you act so tough. Like you never been in love. If you don't quit acting up, alone is weighing on enough. I promise. You may think that I'm crazy. You should ask around about me. Put your trust in me, baby.
I wake from my slumber. Wish I could call you up, miss how you'd put your love on me.
Hey, boy, you got my number. Wish I could feel your touch. Wish you could follow up on me.
till you can't extend. I'll be clinging on to you. I'll be clinging on to you.
And then begin again, orbiting around and then cycle back around to you. Coming back around to you. I'm coming back around and
even on your worst day, love you in the worst way. Circling around for eternity, going through the motions, you're turning me eternally.
Drifting on my own again, reaching out to hold your hand.
I wanna be alone with you.
Can I be alone?
Can I be alone with you?
Can I be alone with you?
If you can, take my hand. I promise we'll find love again.